Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hi, I'm Liz, and welcome to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. If you're new around here, we talk about all kinds of things related to Hungarian living in English. And quite honestly, my Hungarian language speaking skills are not ready for prime time. I'm painfully slow and, for some reason, super nervous when speaking Hungarian. So this year, I have been spending all kinds of time making a deeper connection with my Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways, including my Hungarian language skills. Thank you, coronavirus. No, I mean, I really mean that. This year, I have had some time to delve into projects that I have wanted to spend more time with, but I never just had enough free time to make it happen. Can you relate? What has been going on for us for this last year? So about this time last year, in March of 2020, my husband Don and I were traveling across the country to attend a Hungarian festival in Phoenix, Arizona. We live in southern Indiana, so it is a pretty big trip. And we don't mind driving. We love exploring the United States by car. We had just spent the night in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with some sweet friends from our college days in Nebraska. And just in case you didn't know, there is a sweet little Hungarian club in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And sometimes our travel schedule and their events have coincided, which has been super fun. That is, when we have a travel schedule. Wow, what a year! One by one, things were canceled, all the Hungarian festivals and picnics, all our trips to Hungary. And so we've had to figure out what our new normal will look like. And it looks like there is more of the same in 2021. Will there be festivals? I don't imagine much will happen until the fall. And we have postponed our tours yet another year. There are just too many unknowns. But thankfully, we have been healthy. And we have been busy learning new ways of doing things. Zoom is now a regular part of our world, whereas before it was just something out there that I had heard about. And we started this podcast. After thinking about having a podcast for a number of years, we were able to finally step out and start the Hungarian Living Podcast. And since we have had listeners from over 40 countries, I definitely feel like it has been a success. People who love Hungarian things live all over our planet, and they seem to be finding out about the podcast. I have learned so much about podcasting, but I've also learned a lot through my guest interviews and conversations, and still there's so much to learn. Of course, this last year has brought some challenges and difficulties and heartaches, but I definitely tend to look on the brighter side of things. And now I am getting to do a few things that I don't often have a lot of time to do. First of all, I love to read, but I often don't take time to do it. This year I've had more time and have read quite a few books that have a connection to Hungary. Either the author has Hungarian heritage, the book was the story of someone's life in Hungary, it was a work that was translated from Hungarian, or a piece of historical fiction relating to Hungary. We offer quite a few of these titles at Mudger Marketing, the Hungarian store. So I'll put a link in the show notes, just in case you're a reader. I have been working on my Hungarian language skills. I have a small group lesson that meets once a week, but I also participate in a weekly dialogue class where we spend time speaking Hungarian with printed dialogues. I am getting more familiarity with the language, and I am improving. Even just the weekly exposure to the language has helped me keep vocabulary in mind and in use. If you are interested in learning Hungarian or strengthening your Hungarian language skills, we have classes from beginner to intermediate. They meet at a variety of times during the week. Send an email to podcast@hungarianliving.com if you want some more information on either the Hungarian lessons or the dialogue sessions. I've also been trying out some Hungarian recipes that I didn't grow up with. It's been fun to add new things into the meal rotation and learn some important basics. On average, about once a month, we've been offering a cooking class. And if you want more information about those classes, because you would like to expand your cooking skills, particularly with Hungarian things, send me an email or check out the show notes at HungarianLiving.com. And finally, I have been doing a little genealogy work in preparation for my next visit to Hungary. I have some villages I want to check out. I don't have addresses for the houses in the villages yet, but I might be able to pull that information together before I get to go. I don't know. This genealogy research is a marathon, not a sprint. And just because I want to find certain information, it doesn't mean it will be easy to find. I'm just plugging away, working on what I can in between doing all the other things I do. If you need a little direction with genealogy, we have started offering genealogy classes that introduce you to resources that can help you, particularly if you have Hungarian heritage. And we have also started a Facebook group where you can ask questions and get some answers. If you want more information on any of these opportunities, send me an email at podcast@hungarianliving.com and I will get you more information. So I would love to know what you're doing. Have you jumped into something new because you could? Are you working hard to survive this craziness? Are you looking forward to spring and summer and the ability to move around the country more? I can definitely relate to all of the above. So I would love to hear from you. Send me an email at podcast@hungarianliving.com and let me know where you are listening from and what you've been working on, particularly if it has anything to do with your Hungarian heritage. I look forward to hearing from you, and it's been a blast to connect with Hungarians in different parts of the world. Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.